Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
More and more people are getting into photography these days. More and more people are clicking and shooting with their assortment of lenses, funny-shaped flashes, and conversations about ISOs, shutter speeds, and other lingo that makes my eyes glaze over and my mind just sort of wanders off. There is one spinner in the works, though, for all budding photographers, and this is it. Having the right gear does not guarantee that you will have a great photo. One man who has the eye for a good photo, actually a breathtaking photo, and knows when to press the button, and I don't think anyone will dispute this, is Ken Duncan. He's a camera nut. He can talk your ear off about photography and then back it up with some of the best landscape photos you will ever see. I was sent his latest book, Australia, Our Island Paradise. And I have to say that this book, like all his books, are a treasured possession. It's a hardback with thick paper and the richest, warmest colours you will ever see printed in a book. And a new feature of Ken's books is fold-out pictures, like the kids' books. Some of his panoramic shots would be ruined if they were limited to one page. So the quality fold-out structure presents you a picture of some of the most amazing views in Australia, caught at just the right moment by a photographer who knows just the right time to take the picture. There is a panoramic view of the remaining structures that make up the 12 Apostles in Victoria, which you will waste a good amount of time admiring. Pictures of glassy blue oceans mixed in with an eerie abandoned boat worn by many years in the Australian sun on a perfect sand beach. Page after page of awe-inspiring photos. There is something comforting and rewarding about moments spent looking at these perfectly captured moments in time. Ken Duncan's latest book, Australia, Our Island Paradise, will remind you of just how extraordinarily beautiful Australia really is through the lens of a very fussy and considered photographer. I'm Aaron Wright.